He carries what we can't. Does it resonate with you right away, or does it feel too good to be true? But what does it even really mean, and how does it apply to your life today? I'm Eve Stipes, and this is the Grace Life Podcast. Welcome. We're so glad you're here. Today, Ruth Jo Simons and I are talking about how to preach the truth of Matthew 11, 28 to 30, hopefully some familiar verses, to ourselves. Let's get started.
So my question for all of us is, are you very good at asking for help? Eve, are you good at asking for help? Or do you tend to want to shoulder all the things yourself?
Yeah, I would say I'm growing in asking for help. I used to be really bad. I think I always just felt like it was an imposition. I couldn't ask anybody to like help with my kids or watch them for an afternoon or any of those pieces. And I think as I have grown, and maybe as the burdens of those things have gotten heavier, I am no longer afraid to ask and say like, hey, I actually need help with this. Or even to say no, like I cannot do the thing you are asking me to do. But yeah, I think it's a process. What about you?
Well, you know, today we're talking about God being the one who carries what we can't. And I think about how often for me, because, you know, I'm a recovering striver, that for me, so often that looks like me thinking that I need to carry and just carry all the need to fix everything, to like find the solution for the issue that I can't figure out, better myself, get myself where I want to be, strategize the best life so that I am not wasting it. And I, if I'm honest, all those things, whether it involves exercise or food or whatever it is that I think I need to do better, at some level, it's an attempt to save myself. I'm carrying this weight. And let's be honest, yesterday, and we should have just hit the record button, but yesterday I was texting you as a friend saying, I just feel so heavy. There's so much going on. And the details of those things are not all the things that I would even share on this podcast. And some of those things are real issues. And some of those things are just a built up anxiety in my own spirit about how I'm not getting it right. I'm not getting my sleep right. I'm not getting my exercise right. I'm not getting my career and home balance right. And of course, I'm choosing a really busy season to assess all of those things and basically feel like I'm failing at it all. And so the answer that I keep having in my mind is, I have to save myself by fixing it all. I have to fix it. I have to strategize it. I have to do it better. And so it starts feeling like this weight and this burden. And I hope that our listeners are in car line or on a jog and nodding their heads. I hope we're not the only ones that feel like sometimes that burden is on our shoulders, and that burden isn't just that there's a lot to do, but is that we're not doing it well enough. Is that feeling of like, oh, we're not good enough. We're not doing enough. We're not doing it well enough. And so that yoke upon our shoulders just feels like, oh, I'm so weighed down and I'm struggling because if I don't do this well, if I don't do it, then who will, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's kind of a sneaky burden in the sense that it's easy to just feel that heaviness and not be able to identify it at all. Like just think like, wow, this is overwhelming. My life is awful. Like, why is it so hard? What's going on? And not realize that the underlying lie that we're really believing is what you said. I have to save myself. I have to make things good enough. I have to make them better. I have to make it as good as it can possibly be in order to avoid X, Y, or Z.
My most unhappy, most stressed out, most exhausted. And even yesterday when I was texting you, I was probably in a bad emotional place because I was saying, hey, everything that I'm carrying right now, it has to be at my standard and it has to be really done well. Otherwise, everything's going to fall apart. And that's just not the truth. And so the lie really today is that we start carrying everything when we think that we need to save ourselves.
Yeah. So if that's the lie, then what is the truth? Today, we are focusing on Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Let me just read it over us. This is Jesus speaking, and he says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Such like a we can favorite all just, passage, right?
I know. We can take a collective deep breath. Like, okay.
And I love that Jesus would say those words because they had the same problem then as we do now, which is, oh, I've got all these tactics in which I'm going to save myself, make myself holy, make myself stronger, make myself better. And he's basically like, you are made to rest in me and you actually cannot even accomplish those things to save yourself. Yeah, there's so much here, right?
Yeah. There's a really great quote. I read this literally just this week as we were kind of preparing for this episode. And I thought, oh man, we have to use this quote. It's from The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer, which as a side note is kind of rocking my world right now. I know I'm late to the party. It's been out for a while, but really good. But he's talking about this verse and what it means. And here's what he said. Jesus had a yoke, not a literal yoke. He was a teacher, not a farmer. A yoke was a common idiom in the first century for a rabbi's way of reading the Torah. But it was also more. It was his set of teachings on how to be human. His way to shoulder the at times crippling weight of life, marriage, divorce, prayer, money, sex, conflict resolution, government, all of it. It's an odd image for those of us who don't live in an agrarian society, but imagine two oxen yoked together to pull a cart or plow a field. A yoke is how you shoulder a load. So what made Jesus unique wasn't that he had a yoke. All rabbis had a yoke. It was that he had an easy yoke.
And I don't know, I haven't read this section of the book, and so I don't know what he goes on to say, but wouldn't it also be that Jesus doesn't need our help to shoulder it, that he carries, that his yoke is easy, but also he's doing all the lifting and he, in his power and his strength and his redemptive purposes, literally takes us and carries us and transports all that we can't haul on our own. And he does it for us instead.
Yeah. Yeah. It's incredible to think about. I especially loved the, when he said the weight of life and listed all of those things, because I think that's what we feel, right? The weight of life, whether it's marriage, divorce, prayer, government, conflict, relationships, our own sin, like all of that weight, Jesus is saying, mine is easy and I'm literally the one to shoulder it. I will carry the weight for you. And I just think, wow, that's an invitation that we let ourselves miss a lot of times.
Hey friends, you know that one beautiful gold necklace I wear? It's called the Seraphim, and it's from my friends at Everyday Heirloom. And I want to tell you about them because they have graciously sponsored this season of the podcast. Everyday Heirloom is a fine art jewelry brand that exists to adorn the beloved, creating tangible reminders of God's faithfulness for women, serving them with the inherent truth and beauty of the gospel through wearable art. And that seraphim is straight out of imagery from scripture that helps me remember that God desires my worship and that I am made to know his holiness and to come into his presence. And that's what they do. They do that so well by making every design a handcrafted piece that the husband and wife team that Hannah and Jake are together create in Colorado. They're just on the other side of the mountains from me, and they use precious and semi-precious metals and stones and a reverent approach to craft with and create these beautiful pieces in the Everyday Heirloom collection that help us wear beautiful wearable art every day of our lives. So the wearable art collection is available at everydayheirloomco.com, and you can use the code RUTH25 for $25 off the order. So follow the brand on Instagram, Everyday Heirloom, for insights and inspiration behind the designs for everyday life, or visit adornthebeloved.com to find out more about their mission, the blog, gift guide, and so much more. And this may be a potentially familiar concept for our believing listeners here, those who have been walking with Jesus, but on the off chance that somebody's listening and going, well, is this just a is this us just saying, oh, Jesus is like such a good friend that he's going to carry our burdens? This is an image that is describing how Jesus ultimately came to shoulder the weight of sin.
Yeah.
The sin of the world, the sin of all who would believe, and the fact that he paid the consequence for that sin, that the separation that we would have to experience from God the Father, he shouldered that. He paid the price. He experienced the separation from the Father as he hung on the cross so that that penalty would be on him, that he would have paid for that, so that when we are in him, when we come under his yoke, it's easy because he did the impossible. He carried the impossible load. He conquered the impossible weight of sin in our lives through the blood of Christ. And because he died on the cross and was raised forever to be at the right hand of the Father, we don't have to shoulder that anymore. And so hopefully that is a reminder to all of us, those who've been walking with Jesus for a long time and those of us who maybe are new to even this concept, that when Jesus speaks of himself that way, it's because his purpose was to ultimately shoulder the greatest, greatest burden we could ever, ever experience. And that's the penalty of sin. And that's the weight and the burden of being so broken and incapable of being good enough before Jesus. And so when we think of that, suddenly that puts into perspective my own burden, Ruth Simons's burden of thinking that I have to somehow shoulder all this stuff and do it so perfectly because I'm going to save myself and make myself enough and good enough for the life that I want God to give me. And that's just not the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. I think something that might be helpful for us as we kind of walk through this whole series of preaching truth to ourselves about the times that we're burdened or when we feel burdened is to think about two things: what this truth does mean and what this truth doesn't mean. Mm-hmm. So that kind of helps us apply it to our lives. So when I think about, maybe let's start with the opposite, like what doesn't this truth mean? Anything come to mind for you, Ruth?
It doesn't mean that our problems magically go away and that everything feels light and fluffy and easy and it's not a Band-Aid on everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't. Jesus shouldering it and the fact that his yoke is easy doesn't mean hard things won't come into life or that we aren't going to feel like it's really heavy at some point. I think that's an important distinction, because wouldn't that be wonderful if that was the case? Like, just, it's done. We're taking Jesus' yoke and it's over. Like, I'm feeling good. I can skip my way down the lane. And that's not exactly what we're talking about here.
It also doesn't mean that he's not diminishing those things. And he's not saying that those aren't burdens. Why are you burdened?
Yeah.
He's saying coming under him is experiencing lightness. It's not that, wait, why are you even stressed out? It's that, hey, you tried and you can't, and I'm the one capable of making things light for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we already talked about maybe the second part of that question, and like, what does this truth mean? Mm-hmm. And I think you said it really well, like, because of that gospel message, like knowing that Jesus has shouldered or taken care of that heaviest burden of sin, we're able to come alongside him. When we're in Christ, we put our faith in Jesus and in his death and resurrection, like we're able to experience the lightening or the lessening of the load. We're able to kind of surrender our own efforts to make it better, to be perfect, to save ourselves.
So as we said in the last episode, we're going to be kind of thinking on this framework of identifying the care or the concern or what the burden is in our lives, and then telling our souls what to do, like the psalmist does, by reminding ourselves what is true and then embracing that hope by applying that truth. And so I think we have to start here by saying, maybe this question will be a little different for everybody, but the question ultimately is, what are you so burdened by, and how do you think you're trying to save yourself by carrying that burden? Where are you trying to save yourself? I think is that question. I mean, I personally can really respond to that and think, wow, have I been burdened this last month because I keep thinking that I need to be perfect in these areas, or that I'm not seeing progress in this area, or that this needs to be better, or I need to see more results in order to not have discomfort or pain or suffering, you know? And so the idea of like, save myself. I mean, when we say save ourselves, inherent to the idea of saving ourselves is really the thought that we are saving ourselves from pain, saving ourselves from a consequence or something falling apart or life being hard. So when I say, you know, I'm carrying it because I think I need to save myself, it's basically like not trusting that God has good for me. So therefore I have to find good for myself. And that's why my shoulders are up and I'm stressed and I'm carrying it all, right?
Hunched over. Yeah. Yeah. So here's just an example. Let's work through that framework so that you can hear what it sounds like. I think sometimes it's easy to say like, yeah, identify the care, tell your soul what to do. But sometimes you're like, okay, can you just tell me what that actually sounds like? Like, what does it actually mean? So I will walk through with mine. I think one of the areas that I'm constantly learning and growing in is parenting, right? I have littles in my house. Always. I have a 5-year-old who's almost 6 and 3-year-old twins. And so learning to walk through those and like train my kids in righteousness and me not saving myself from embarrassment or like, oh, they're acting crazy today. So here's how it would sound for me to identify the care, to name what's burdening me. I would say, or write in my journal, like, Lord, I am burdened by the behavior of my children and how I want them to act in a way that I want them to act in public. Tell my soul what to do. I remember who God is and what he's done. Lord, you made my children and you are using them to sanctify me, even as they are trained and discipled in ways of righteousness. You brought them to me. You've given them as a good gift. You have given me everything I need for life and godliness to train them. I am the parent you have given to Spencer, let's say. And then embrace gospel hope. So this is how I would articulate how that truth applies to my burden. So because I trust that you made him the way he is and you made me the way I am and you put us together in a family, I will do my best and I will trust the results to you.
So good.
How's that sound?
That is awesome. Amen to that. Friends, I love that you just did that because that's what I do 20,000 times a day.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe more like 20 times a day. But the truth is it feels like 20,000 times a day. And so that is such a good example of how we can do that. And you know, if you need to open your Bible and remind yourself what that truth is and apply it, Eve, you basically brought together like 3 or 4 different passages of scripture and brought those into the truth that you preach to yourself. And I love that. And so, yes, friends, try pull out a journal, try to follow that framework so that you can speak to your own burdens in the way that Eve just did. I love that.
Yeah. So a kind of unique twist for the end of these episodes is that we are going to take turns just praying over you, because if you are listening to this season and beginning of a new year and you are feeling really burdened, we hope that these truths help encourage you, but we also just want to pray over you that the Lord would use it to encourage you. So that's what we're going to do to close out for today. Father, thank you so much for each person who is taking some time out of their day to listen to this podcast episode. Father, whether they feel the weight of a burden right now or not, I pray that you would encourage them with this truth from your word, that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, that you are able to carry everything that they cannot. Lord, help each one of us to remember that we really cannot save ourselves, that you haven't designed us to even begin to try to do that, but that you have made a way from the beginning for Jesus to take care of us, to take care of our sin, and to help us with every smaller burden that we feel, and that the weight of those things is made light when we are in Christ, when we come alongside you, when we surrender to you. Help us to trust you for the outcome of all the things that burden us. Help us not to try and take the control and save ourselves, but really to turn it over to you in tangible ways. Lord, be with our friends today. help them to practice rehearsing and meditating on what is true. And may you, by the power of your Spirit, use that to encourage their souls. We love you, Jesus, and we ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. We're so grateful that you took some time out of your day to tune in to this conversation, and that the truth of God's word in Matthew 11 sticks with you today. That you'll meditate on what it means to come to Jesus and let him help you shoulder the burden you're carrying. If you found this episode encouraging, we'd be so honored if you'd send it to a friend, share it on social media, or leave a review. Thanks for being part of this podcast community.